Happy reading. Chapter 1. So you want your own stash. As a beginner, finding the right place to start in terms of studying can be a daunting task, especially if you've just been enjoying cannabis as a consumer or a patient. With that image in mind, you're now looking to recreate the product you've been enjoying so far on your own means, minus your regular dealer and minus having to pay for it. The first thing you have to understand is the product itself. Yes, you've sampled it and you know how good it is, but learning about cannabis is more than just appreciating what it can do medically and recreationally. A background on weed. Cannabis isn't just called weed because it sounds cool. It's called that because a plant is literally considered weed. With that thought in mind, avoid generalizing cannabis as something that can be easily found anywhere. They grow in certain conditions, but given those conditions, they grow as tenaciously as any other garden weed you've pulled out before. Cannabis is known as a flowering plant. Its genus is known to have three species that all contain the same goodness, which is why you have different types. Mixed with different forms of preparation, you end up with different types of marijuana. Marijuana can be consumed like any other vegetable, ground for its oil, and of course, smoked by drying and preparing certain parts of the plant. What makes this flowering herb different from others is the fact that it produces many different chemical compounds that have great medicinal use. Among all these compounds, one ingredient stands out: cannabinoids. Cannabinoids. If you've smoked weed or consumed anything that contains extract of cannabis, you have probably experienced what most people call being stoned. This can be described as having a heightened mood or even euphoria. It also causes a certain change in your perception, causing you to experience things differently. Hence, it became a popular recreational substance to use. The reason for those sensations rests heavily on the cannabinoid content of marijuana, which is unique within the plant. And just like any other chemical compound, cannabinoids differ from one another depending on their chemical makeup. There are two kinds of cannabinoids found in marijuana. You have tetrahydrocannabinol, called THC, and cannabinol, called CBD. These two ingredients are responsible for the sensations that you experience after consuming cannabis. If you've been buying your stash from various dealers, there's a good chance that these types contain higher amounts of THC. With that being said, too much exposure to THC may lead to dependency and paranoia. On the other hand, CBD works with THC to counter out the initial effects of THC once it's ingested by the body. Instead of causing a high like THC, CBD aims to calm your bodily systems and restore balance. This compound makes cannabis a very effective medicine for symptoms-based diseases. Why is it called marijuana? If you're in a formal discussion, the proper term of use is cannabis, but the term marijuana has become a more popular choice in daily lexicon. The term surfaced during the years that preceded the Great American Depression. The United States was primarily a non-weed smoking union before the Depression. This all changed when large numbers of Mexican immigrants legally found their way onto American soil. The immigrants were the smoking type, taking their recreational drugs and practices along with them when they made their way into America. One of these practices was weed, which they fondly called marijuana. When the U.S. government started to take notice, it began a campaign against the practice and labeled it as a dangerous substance. It was during this Great Depression that the people were looking for something to blame for all the mishap that was taking place. They found the perfect culprit in cannabis. Taking the Mexican term for their hobby and using it to fuel his campaign against cannabis, the newly appointed director of the Bureau of Narcotics began using the term marijuana. It was during Harry Anslinger's term as director of the Bureau that the term came to surface and earned its notoriety in daily lexicon. Marijuana today. Despite having plenty of medical benefits, the legalities of using cannabis is still a hotly debated topic in many places. Sadly, it is illegal in some states and countries. Although there are movements made by various groups to legalize the use of cannabis, it's important to work within the law and check for the legality of the plant. As of today, marijuana is legal in the following states: Oregon, Washington, Colorado, California, Maine, Alaska, Massachusetts, Nevada. As for the rest of the world, marijuana is enjoyed for recreational use in Spain, Uruguay, Switzerland, and even Canada. One of the first things you have